Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Down to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers.
I watched this really cool video last night. I should show it to you, but, oh, I'm not sure there's enough left on my data plan.
Hey, you.
Do you mean me?
Yes, go ahead and show that video to your friend.
Really?
Absolutely. Pioneer has you covered. Right now, Pioneer Cellular is offering double the data on all of our Your Choice plans. So go ahead and use double the data. We double dare you. Cool, can I see it again? Go for it.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. Tom, we're going to start with a look at our livestock futures. Wow, cattle futures, a big makeup day yesterday. Triple-digit highs across the board for those cattle futures.
Yes, Dave, it was a fantastic day of upside in our cattle complex. Live cattle, feeder cattle, all closed with triple-digit gains. We also saw them all make new highs for the week yesterday. Now, we do have today expiration of the February live cattle contract. It expires at 12 noon today. Now, the lean hogs, they closed with triple-digit losses yesterday. But we did see our choice box beef yesterday, 54 cents higher. Selects were down 3 cents. Total movement, 122 loads. Cattle kill yesterday, 108,000 head. And the cash feeder index was down 34 cents. We continue to see a little bit of 157 cash in the feed yards, but still the numbers are very small. On the close yesterday, April live cattle were $2.95 higher. March feeders up $3.32, and April lean hogs were down $2.17.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at these grain futures from yesterday. And, well, you know what? Not a terrible day yesterday. The corn, soybeans had a nice day. And the wheat futures, ended mostly higher yesterday.
That's right, Dave. We did see the wheat, corn, and soybeans all close positive, with leadership once again coming from the soybean futures. Now, the wheat market, as Dave was kind of indicating, we saw it fairly downside. Kansas City wheat had another round of new contract lows, but then rallied to close on a positive note. Our Brazilian truck strike is still the leading support for our soybean complex, and we've seen a little bit more of that overnight also. Now, today is first notice day on the March grain and soy complex futures contracts, and there were 1,416 corn deliveries and 79 Kansas City wheat deliveries, zero soybean and zero Chicago wheat deliveries this morning. At the moment, the May KC wheat's 2.5 cents higher, May corn's up a quarter of a penny, May soybeans are trading 6.75 higher, May cotton is down 5 points, April crude oil, $1.11 higher at the moment. The March dollar index is down 38 cents, and March Dow Jones futures trading 14 points lower.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time today and look forward to visiting with you again on Monday. So have a great weekend. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.